This morning, we're going to learn about something called the pharmacy benefit managers. What are PBMs and how are they driving up medication prices? Here to talk about that is a leading health policy expert, Mark Blum. Mark, good morning. Thank you for joining us today.
It's a pleasure to be with you. Great to be in Cleveland, too.
Thanks for. Can you explain what is a pharmacy benefit managers? What are PBMs?
PBMs are little known. Great question. But extremely important in determining prescription drug prices at the counter or by mail order. PBMs are market intermediaries, middlemen, if you will, but corporate middlemen. Economists call them arbitrageurs. They exist in the middle of the marketplace between pharmacy, prescription drug manufacturers, and health plans and individuals that buy prescription drugs. They also intermediate transactions between manufacturers and wholesalers and pharmacists. And sometimes they even get in the middle of transactional relations between pharmacists and health plans. So they're in the middle of a wide range of the transactions. They were initially created on the theory that they could aggregate demand and then have from small purchasers and then have greater leverage on manufacturers to drive down prices. Good theory. They're actually very successful in doing that. Problem is, they've developed really complex pricing formulas, pricing algorithms, lots of ways to extract revenues from those transactions and divert savings to their own bank accounts rather than passing on to consumers or to governments when we're talking about public health plans. So PBMs have become the fastest growing part in terms of value of the entire healthcare spend, certainly the fastest growing part of the prescription drug spend. They actually set the prices that consumers pay, and they're largely overlooked when they are, in fact, major price determinants.
We always think about the end, either the pharmacy that we go to or maybe something on the drug people's, the people who create it. So there's this part in the middle that we have to talk about. And that's why you're involved, I guess, in what's called the PBM Accountability Project. Tell us about that and what you're trying to do to help lower or keep our drug prices in line.
Well, our goal is to shed light on what the PBM business model is, what the conditions are in the marketplace that they serve as middlemen in, and to throw light on policies that could take that value they create, those savings they capture from manufacturers, and redirect them to consumers so that we can, in fact, have lower prices.
Well, and every state is different. What's happening in Ohio that you can see that maybe is going towards that?
Well, first of all, I just want to shout out to some of your elected leaders who've been on the front lines at understanding that the PBM problem is the definition of the problem of rising drug prices. Sherrod Brown has been extraordinary, exceptional, with a few other members of the U.S. Senate that understand we cannot solve the prescription drug price problem unless we focus on PBMs. On the state side, AG Attorney General Yost has also been a leader in litigating against PBMs for waste, fraud, abuse, from excessive billing of Medicaid in particular in the state. But indeed, we need to go further. Litigating is against criminal or quasi-criminal abuse. That's important to do, but understand that much of what PBMs are doing is not illegal. You can't prosecute it. Their business model is actually exploiting a very uncompetitive marketplace. PBMs have become extremely concentrated. Get this, over 80% of the drug transactions, prescription drug transactions in the United States are in fact processed by just three PBMs, three big ones, OptumRx, Express Scripts, and CVS Caremark. Get this, that there has been tremendous growth in PBM ownership of pharmacies, and in particular, the largest specialty drug pharmacies, which is the area of most rapid growth in prescription drug spending, are owned by PBMs. But get this, the three PBMs have now merged with the three largest commercial insurance carriers. They're all owned by or own major insurance plans, so they can shift profits between insurance and PBM and pharmacies in order to maximize their own profits. And finally, get this, two of the big three have in fact opened offshore operations when they don't have any customer business offshore, one in Denmark, another one in Dublin, Ireland. What that basically does is stop legislators and regulators from actually scrutinizing PBM business practices. So all in all, what we're talking about, economists call it oligopolies because there's three of them, not just one. That would be a monopoly. But in either way, you've got excessive market concentration, real lack of market competition, and there may be a crying need for application of federal antitrust laws to break up these PBMs and create competitive marketplaces. You know, we don't have a lot of time, but I'd like to give you one example of a state that actually took action to create competition. It was called a reverse auction in New Jersey. The net result was they required PBMs to actually bid on a state contract. They used big data analytics to analyze the cost of each PBM bids and then show them to all the PBMs, create a kind of an online competition. It was kind of an eBay in reverse where PBMs were bidding down under each other to win the state's business. The state saved $2.53 billion in lower prescription drug spend for its public employees over a five-year period, two back-to-back contracts. That just shows how much fat there is. It's not fat in the system, excuse me. How much savings that would have gone to taxpayers that was diverted into PBM bank accounts. New Jersey captured a portion of that coming back to them, but that's only the tip of the iceberg. Okay. So thank you, AG Yost. Thank you, Sherrod Brown, for taking leadership. But we've got to go further. We have to look at PBMs as being fiduciaries with real responsibility to their clients, to taxpayers, to patients, to health plans. That doesn't exist, but it needs to exist.
Where's a good place people can go to get some more of this information and maybe just kind of be more informed of what's happening related to PBMs?
Great. If you look at the website of the PBM Accountability Project, that's just pbmaccountability.org, you can see a paper we released, which is the most comprehensive study of PBM business practices using all available public information. Look at that, again, pbmaccountability.org. And a number of the different policies that are actually being discussed now to bring down the cost of prescription drugs. This is the number one healthcare concern for Americans today. We've got to look at legislative leaders like Sherrod Brown, ask them to keep going on, but we've got to hold other legislators accountable. The monies PBMs have to throw at lobbying and persuasion of elected officials is incredible. We could talk about that maybe in another discussion, cases where PBMs have simply thrown money at the problem to get regulators not to look at their business practices. That needs to be changed. We need to hold our elected officials accountable for actually standing up for patients who need life-saving drugs to be affordable.
Yeah, anybody who starts taking drugs and even gets a prescription are sometimes amazed by really how much for that little pill, and whatever we can do to reduce that is always a good thing. Mark, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for getting the word out this morning. Thank you.
It's great to talk to you.